Hello and welcome to the iGeeks blog show, an Apple exclusive podcast where we talk about teeny tiny every possible information about the Apple ecosystem. I'm your host Harshanki, a marketing enthusiast who likes to eat, breathe and survive on Apple content quite literally. And today's episode of the iGeeks blog show, we have some very exciting guests for you. And I'm sure you have heard about maybe not the guest himself, but you have to have used the software at some point of time. Yes, my friends, I'm talking about none other than Mr. Josh Brown, CMO and partner at Softrino, and recently a proud father of a very, very, very interesting software, Volta Pro. Let us welcome Josh Brown with us. Hi, Josh. Welcome to have you on the show. How are you feeling today?
Hi, thank you for having me. It's great. And yes, we recently released Volta Pro. You said that people may not be familiar with me, but the fact is, if you have used Volta, you've probably seen my face inside the product because my face is inside the app itself. I introduce myself when you launch the app, when you use the trial, and I'm annoying you until you until you make a decision on whether you want to continue or not. So people probably see me if they have used the app.
Well, yeah. Then I guess I should reintroduce you as not the CMO, but also the face of Volta Pro, because
you're almost everywhere.
That's true. I believe WWDC must have been really busy for you, because we had all-nighters and we were like working on the concept. What are your views on the WWDC that happened this year?
Well, every year we were expecting something dramatically different that will actually change how our business will operate. Right. But every year we were able to breathe out, and Apple introduced a lot of great things. I think this WWDC had many great things for developers.
Right.
And in terms of introducing, you know, the updated FaceTime and a lot of new OSs that were introduced, the new Mac OS, the new iOS, the new iPad OS. We've installed it, installed the beta already on our devices, and our products do work with the latest beta. So if you are one of them, if any of the listeners are trying out the beta software and you want to try out our software as well, it's going to work.
Oh, how nice is that?
Yeah, it's pretty raw still, and I don't recommend installing the beta just yet. But if you want to try it out and you have a spare device lying around, definitely, you know, it's always fun to be one of the first people that try something new that others haven't seen yet or haven't tried yet.
Right.
Yeah. And it's pretty refreshing. I like it. I liked it. I liked everything they announced. So I'm a big Apple head. So I'm supporting even the little things that, you know, many people may find not super interesting.
But if there has to be one feature that you really have to criticize about WWDC, any feature, any OS, what would that be? Something that disappointed you, maybe?
Disappointed? That's a strong word. That's a strong word. Let me think. You know, because of media getting a hold of so many leaks, I would say, right? You're no longer disappointed, but you're pretty much... you're disappointed maybe because you're not surprised. Okay. A lot of the things that you see, you're expecting already because of the leaks that you read online, you know?
Right.
And, you know, you guys are running your own website, news website. So you get a hold of a lot of rumors yourself.
Yes.
So
yes.
We read them all the time, and, you know, new devices, new features, you hear them and you're not as surprised. I think that's one of the things that we usually expect, like that one more thing, you always expect it.
Yeah,
but you don't see it. You know, Steve Jobs used to shock us, and we used to be so super excited about it. Nowadays, I mean, it's so easy to find out about the features before it's actually released.
I was really upset when the new MacBook Pros weren't announced, because all of us were really waiting for MacBook Pros to come up, and they did not show up. So like the entire team was quite upset that a lot of us are really hold on to our purchases that we're going to order new MacBooks. But yeah, I guess we'll all have to wait for a couple of more months.
Yeah, I guess for sure. I mean, but if you look at the history, you don't always get hardware during WWDC. So it's usually like that little nice surprise.
Yeah.
But most of the time it's mostly software, because WWDC is mostly for developers. You know.
Right. So you've been one of the very few developers, and I would like my listeners to know, has attended WWDC event, what, 5 times, 6 times in a row now? You've been a regular attendee at WWDC events, right?
Every year, yeah. Since 2015,
we've
been with software products, and yeah, the past few 2 years, it was online only, and yeah, we haven't attended. I'm going to be honest, we haven't even purchased a ticket or anything like that because it's free. It's free.
Right. But do you miss the older experiences going to the stadium versus the online event? How was the transition for you?
Yes, it's definitely something that that we miss a lot. I'm super excited about going back to the actual event and, having a huge community of fellow developers that have the same problems. They have the same excitement, maybe not exactly the same, but you're all in the same boat. You're all swimming in the same direction, pretty much. And it's all because of Apple, and you all discuss all these things, especially for developers. A lot of developers are, introverts, and, a place where like-minded people can get together and you guys can, show each other your apps or discuss just non-business related stuff, but with people who kind of think in the same way, it's amazing, and there's no other place like it. And I think WWDC was also, not only about the new software that's going to be introduced, but just about a place where you can get together and share experiences, talk to people who may have an issue, and they can help you out with something that you've stumbled upon on your development road. Also great way to meet the media, and the media is always like a huge supporter of developers, so you can always get together with like the journalists that wrote about you, or that that helped you get the audience that you were looking for, and you can meet them in person and discuss various things. So yeah, it's definitely something that we really miss, and I'm hoping that maybe next year we'll be able to come back.
Yeah, hopefully. We all have our fingers crossed, and if we have the WWDC in person next year, then possibly I won't have to do this interview over a Zoom call, and we can
meet exactly For sure. We can all get together. We can there's parties as well for developers. And it's a great way to to get together and have a beer, or if you don't drink, have some Coke. But you're in like an environment where it's all laid back, and it's also a great way to have those memories, which you're unable to get without WWDC being an offline event.
Right. One of our regular listeners commented WWDC as Comic-Con for developers and nerds. Do you agree to that statement?
Kind of. Yeah.
That's a nicely said. I was really proud when came across that comment. Okay, so enough said about WWDC. Why don't you tell us a little more about Softrino? I believe you were a group of friends that started really early, and I'd want to know the journey.
Yeah. Thank you for the question. Softrino, we're an independent software company. In 2014, we got together. It was four of us, one Mac developer, one Windows developer, and one designer and creative director. He was also the CEO at the time, and myself, who was running marketing. And nobody knew about us. We were creating simple utilities for Windows and all that stuff, but we were building like a big iPhone manager at the time. In 2014, it was still a big deal. Not anymore. Right now, there's a lot of different ways that you can manage your device, and streaming and cloud became so popular. But at the time, it was not. It was still something that people wanted. And while developing that product, a big iPhone manager, we stumbled upon a feature that was able to notify you on your Mac whenever your iPhone battery is going low. So pretty much, you know how those notifications that you get on your Mac, oh, your battery, ahead and charge your Mac. We were able to get those notifications on your Mac from your device. So we were able to get that information, and we created this app called iBetterCharge. And I better should like a few meetings in that name. And it was completely free. We launched it, and it blew up. I think it was because it's a simple utility, nothing like it. People didn't know they had this problem until they tried it. Right. And in over 70 countries, like every 70 countries, the media in the 70 countries picked it up. They liked the idea. And, you know, it helped us, helped put Soft Arena on the map. It was, yeah, so it was the first free app that we created. And it was still on our way, just a little feature that we got from this iPhone manager that we were building. And over time, we were able to spend more time developing like an iTunes alternative. And we were able to figure out a way how to put files on the device, on iOS devices. And even if they're not in a supported format, make them playable in the native players, like video players, music players. So there, that's how we got Walter. It's an app that allows you to drag and drop files into your iPhone, iPad, or iPod.
Right.
And play them without any hassle. So it's just like an Android experience that you would expect, like drag and drop into a folder, but it's like a magic drop zone for your iPhone. And there are three use cases that people would want this software for. First one is for video files. So if you have like unsupported formats like MKVs, AVIs, like
right.
DVDs or videos that you download from internet, usually the old way is to find a converter online or download some converter like Handbrake, figure out the settings that make this video playable on your iPhone, convert it, wait until it converts, pray that it's probably converted,
right.
Open up iTunes or, you know, on the latest, so Mac OS, just go into Finder, plug in your device, add that file into your library, the video file, sync it, and it's going to show up on your device.
Oh, nice.
No, but that's the process that you had to go through.
Okay.
With Walter, you open up Walter, you drag and drop the video, and it shows up on your iPhone. So we pretty much cut iTunes and converters out of the way. And that's why it became so popular, because it was such an easy-to-use solution on getting files to your iOS device.
That's a great solution that you came across. But then I do have this confusion that, you know, I guess early 2010s and those 4 or 5 years, the market was very competitive. So did you have to like have enormous marketing cost, or just the product was good enough to scale itself in the market?
No. For us, our software was very unique because of its simplicity. Up to this day, we don't have any direct competitors, because there's no other solution that allows you to transfer files into your iPhone with just drag and drop without going through converters or anything like that. It's like a magic drop area. It's like an Apple experience that you'd expect Apple would create. And we created it. And because it was such a unique solution, especially at the time, late 2014, early 2015, it blew up thanks to our I Better Charge, you know, media presence. Walter blew up. People picked it up. The users liked it because they always wanted, you know, a simple solution that would allow them to save time when they want files on their iPhone. Just drag and drop, and it's on your iPhone. And it also blew up. So the media and websites like iGeeks blog, pretty much this helped us get our first early adopter audience. And after that is just word of mouth, SEO, and all that stuff. But we never actually had to spend a lot of budget on the media. On our marketing. Because we haven't actually found like a paid acquisition channel just yet.
Oh, okay. So in that case, how does it feel to be ruling over a market with almost no competition and the software getting better with every new launches? It's something to really brag upon. Like,
I guess, but we are a niche software. You know, the streaming world is actually taking over. Everybody's using Netflix. Everybody's using Apple Music, Spotify. Apple is releasing TV Plus. So people are getting more and more used to streaming, and having local files transfer into your device, the need is dying. So this niche is not growing, unfortunately. So it's not like we would brag, because we don't have any competition, but no new competitors are coming in because they don't see like the potential there. So it feels good because we don't have anybody, you know, standing behind our back and waiting to take over. We do have some competition that has similar features of getting stuff on your iPhone, but it's just a different user experience. In terms of having a unique user experience, we're proud of it. Like, really proud of it. Nobody came close to that.
Right.
Yeah, but it's pretty hard for us, especially because we are not in the App Store. So it's pretty hard for us to find a way to get new users and to market ourselves. So being a product that has a unique approach, this really helped us.
Yeah, so how does that work? Like, was it just like you mentioned, you're not on the App Store, so but you've still managed to have your share of popularity. Now I'm sure it's not just the mm-hmm. media presence, it's a lot of factors that come into place, but what were the initial thoughts that came into your mind, or like did you never just think of putting yourself on the App Store, or how did you even come up to that decision?
Okay, well, We created an iTunes alternative. So pretty much Walter is an alternative to right. iTunes, an Apple right. product. We right. are an alternative way of putting files from your computer into your device. Mm-hmm. And because of this, we spent, now it's been 5 years of developing and improving this technology. Mm-hmm. And technology that allows you to pretty much do what iTunes does.
Right.
And Apple's rules... App Store rules, they don't allow this. They have guidelines, and you know, having a product on the App Store compete with the natural way that Apple created of putting stuff on their devices, of syncing music and, you know, and getting customers to stream instead of having music locally, they wouldn't allow our product on the App Store. So since day one, we knew that, and we have to, you know, we know that Apple, you know, and Apple employees, they know about our product, they use our product, I'm sure of it, and we do give out, you know, discounts for educational institutions and Apple employees if they ever want to get a license. But since day one, we knew that we were not able to be on the App Store, so we went the other way, and we're just selling our software through our own website. And not being on the App Store, it's really hard to, you know, get more eyes onto your software. And, you know, there's a huge part of right. of the world of people who use Macs. They don't trust software that's not in the Mac App Store.
Right.
And, you know, this was something that we also had to work on getting, you know, the trust of the user, on building a software that looks like it's going to get the job done, that it has hours and days and months and years of work put into it. Mm-hmm. So we have only our website. The software is there. We sell it. On our own website, we sell multiple of our own softwares on our website. And the way we get users is through search traffic, through YouTube. We try to educate people on how to solve problems that our product can be a solution to, you know what I mean? And that's been one of the main things that helped us. Apart from having, you know, a big media presence that helps us build a brand. So word of mouth, people recommend our software to each other, to their friends, and YouTube and SEO. No paid acquisition. We don't buy ads. Okay. We were not able to find, you know, a good way to have ads on, right. on to place ads on websites that would bring us traffic. So pretty much search traffic, people who are looking online on how to transfer MP3 to iPhone without.
Right.
iTunes or something like that. And on YouTube, I create YouTube videos as well. You may see me on YouTube, and we have video tutorials, videos. Yeah, that's pretty much it. So no App Store definitely does not make it easy, but it's not impossible.
Right. Awesome. We'll add the link to Josh's videos in our description, as well as to the website in our description. So please do check it out. But as you said that,
thank you.
Because of the incredible the SEO strategies or the YouTube policies that you have, a way to build your online presence apart from the media presence you've been getting. So this is also most of the post-production or post-launch problems. But when you're coming up with a software in the market, you have a lot of product development issues as well. Now, I'm sure a lot of my listener developers would like to know, what were the problems that you faced? How were the challenges, and how did you overcome them over the years?
Oh,
a nice
definitely.
Story, I mean, if you could share to my listeners.
All right. Well, I'll tell you one story that in at the time when we were developing Walter One, the original Walter, we had a lot of different UX and UI design ideas on right. how the product will work, how it's going to look like. And, you know, half of the team was saying, oh, we should create like this and that, like 5 buttons here, 10 buttons here, uh-huh. just so everybody can have a solution for everything. The other half was like, no, we don't need any buttons at all. Okay. We want to make it a seamless experience. So at the time when we were developing, one of the hardest part was letting go of the button that you're 100% sure that people need it, but you need to get over that barrier and create right. a more seamless experience, because you're creating a product for the end user, right. Not for like just one professional that may need it. Right. So it's always really hard to get rid of something that you are sure that, oh, maybe somebody's going to need. Wait for that, you know, create something super simple in a beautiful way that will blow people's minds. And that's the approach that we decided to go with. So we created Walter without buttons, even though half of the team wanted it. And another development story, while we were developing Walter, we got, mind you, it was 2014. Okay. We got a new 4K TV, a Samsung 4K TV. Uh-huh. And at the time, Apple TV, you know, the setup box, it was still without 4K. Mm-hmm. And we decided to use our Walter product to try and put the test 4K videos that were created for the Samsung TV okay. and put them into Walter on our iPhone. I mean, they're 4K. You never wow. know. Right. Apple never officially announced it yet. So we put the 4K video. We were just playing around. And right. it's something I recommend developers doing as well, because you might open up something very, very unique that nobody even thought that that's possible. This is what happened to us. We put 4K videos onto our iPhone using Walter, because Walter sideloads the videos without going through iTunes, without going through converters. Our technology allows this. And it put the videos on your iPhone in 4K.
Oh my God.
And at the time, iPhone 6 was only available. So 4K was not like mine. It's 6 years ago. 4K yeah. was still not. Yeah, 4K was still not a popular feature. And we were like, oh my God, this is crazy. This is probably something that the media will want. So we went to the number one blog at the time about Apple, the unofficial Apple blog, Two Off. You probably
it's
heard of
it.
It's not
competitors here.
Now it's it. Yeah, I'm sorry, but they're no longer.
I'm just kidding.
No
I'm just kidding.
They're no longer. They're no longer live.
Okay.
And they closed, but at the time they were super popular. So right. We went and gave them the exclusive, and they published a story that said, you know, Walter developers mm-hmm. discovered that the new the chip in iPhone 6 is able to play 4K, which uh-huh. means Apple is going to release Apple TV 4K.
Oh my God.
And it was just like 5 months before WWDC. Uh-huh. So the world went crazy. And, you know, yeah. we had all the media, like even the TV stations, everybody was talking about it, because, you know, Apple rumors are really crazy yeah. and people love it. And yeah, so we were the people who discovered it. So we got a lot of attention uh-huh. and we got a lot of downloads. A lot of people found out about our product because of this. Right. Because of this little thing that we discovered while developing the product. We were just playing around. Oh, what if we do this with our product? It was still not live. The product was not like officially announced. So we were developing it, and we released it, and then we released this news. So we had like a plan to release this media bomb after we officially release our product, just so we can get more attention.
More attention, yeah.
Yeah, and it worked out. It worked out. So my recommendation to any developers listening, you know, definitely try it out, because rumors about Apple, something that you can discover, it's luck. It's definitely luck. It's not guaranteed, uh-huh. but try your luck. You never know. You never know. Maybe something that you discover, it's going to be unique, and people will want to hear about it, and it's going to definitely give you a boost in terms of media presence and your brand.
That would be amazing. I mean, I even have goosebumps when I think of that moment, that imagine discovering something that the world isn't yet aware of. And that too in such a competitive, I mean, you're talking about an Apple rumor here turning into reality. It's so next to impossible to even
Exactly,
track that.
exactly.
Oh my God, that has
Yeah,
been
just to back it up so people don't think that, oh, he's making it up. If you Google like iPhone 6 4K, you will see a ton of like news articles from back in the day, and you will see that they're all from about our product discovering it. So
Let's get it added somewhere here. I'll get a screenshot added here for our users to
awesome.
see. Yeah, great, amazing. And yes, so this almost brings me to the end of the episode. But from what I take from your generous time and your thoughts on for our developers and listeners is that you push the right buttons, you will blow people's minds off. You keep it simple and just work your way around. Things are going to work out perfectly for you. Is there anything else you'd like to add on to our listeners, maybe?
Well, one more thing. I didn't mention the new version of our product, Walter Pro. It's the pro version. So I definitely recommend checking our software. Walter Pro allows you to transfer any media in any format, any file type onto your iPhone, drag and drop, even photos and just any file. But that's not the main story. I recommend trying it out, going to our website and checking it out. We have a free trial available. But because this is such a special moment and we spent so much time talking about our company, I'm grateful that they gave me a chance to talk about it. I think it's going to be only fair if we do a giveaway. And we'd like to give away five lifetime licenses for Walter Pro for Mac. As well as a 1 week 30% off discount for any software on our website. Just use iGeeks during checkout, IGEEKS, and it's gonna be like an exclusive just for you guys, just for iGeeks blog listeners and readers. It's an exclusive coupon, 1 week only, and definitely enter the giveaway. We'll be giving out lifetime licenses
That's
from Walter Pro.
amazing for our listeners. I mean, this is not one, this is not two, this is five freaking lifetime licenses we're talking about, and 30% discount on almost every software mentioned on your website. I'm sure my listeners are going to be really happy and excited at this. If you want to participate in the iGeeks with Walter Pro giveaway, where we are giving away not one, not two, but five lifetime licenses, all you have to do is search for the iGeeks Blog Show on Apple Podcast. Leave us a review there and do not forget to add your Instagram handle there so that our team can get in touch with you over Instagram if you're picked up as winners. It is going to be live for a week, and at the end of the week, we'll be announcing the results on our social media channels. So do not forget to also connect with us on our social media channels. So good luck with that. We are really looking forward to hear some interesting, amazing reviews from your end, and I hope you get the software. But I'd like to sum this podcast up with the last question, that do we have any more exciting releases that we should be keeping our eyes on? What do we expect from Soft Reno in the near future?
Oh, we have a lot of good stuff coming. We have I think four new products planned, or maybe 10.
Oh,
I'm
you never know.
not gonna give you the exact number of products. It takes time to develop the products, but we do have something new coming in the near future for sure. We're not stopping here. We love creating solutions and software that actually, brings something good and helps people save time, avoid going through a hair pulling process whenever they want to solve something. So we're definitely here for a long time. We want to create something good. Expect from us definitely by the end of the summer. We're bringing something new as well. So stay tuned.
We would be, and hopefully we'd connect again post December to discuss your new products and new releases with our listeners exclusively. Maybe come up with another giveaway then, who knows? And
Maybe, maybe.
I would really like to wish you all the best with all your future products. We're really looking forward to all the future releases from your end. We have been loyal users of Walter for a long, long time now, and we thoroughly enjoy the product. I'm sure my listeners, most of them are using it, but for those who are not using us, you have our giveaway. Please do participate in it and share your reviews with us. To connect with Josh, you can just catch them on YouTube, Instagram, or Facebook as Softorino. It's Softorino, and you'd get every update about the new products launches. You can also connect with us on our social media channels. We're available on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter as iGeeksBlog. If you want to hit me with some questions related to the software or the giveaway, you can connect with me on my Instagram, LinkedIn, or Clubhouse. I'm available as Harshanki with an extra I. And we'll see you in the next episode with possibly a new guest, new giveaways, or maybe some very exciting announcements for you. So stay tuned. Please do leave positive reviews about us on Apple Podcasts. We are fairly new to the audio only industry, and we really love your support. That's it. I'll see you guys next week. Josh, please say goodbye to our audience.
Bye bye, guys. Thank you for listening.
Have a great time, and we'll connect next week. Till then, stay safe, stay connected. Please do get vaccinated, and do not forget to put your mask on.